各位弟兄姊妹大家好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天早晨我想大家都知道很多地方他们都在庆祝所谓的复活节。
Many saints across the world are celebrating Easter this morning.
我想我们的主啊他没有意思叫我们庆祝什么节日。
And I think in our Lord's heart, his intention is not for us to celebrate any sort of holidays.
他希望我们得着的是复活生命。
And what he wants us to gain is a resurrected life.
是天天每时每刻经历这个复活的生命。
So that daily and moment by moment we are living out and experiencing this resurrected life.
所以愿今天早晨主复活的生命涌进这个聚会。
So may God's resurrected life fill this meeting place.
所有仇敌的权势，所有的黑暗都被消除。
That all of Satan's evil and darkness would be flushed out.
所有的软弱疾病也都被消除。
That all the sicknesses and illnesses and weakness would be flushed out.
我想这才是主的心意。
And I believe that this is God's heart.
感谢他的恩典。
We thank God for His grace.
让我们无论处在什么环境，处在什么情况底下，我们都可以经历他复活的大能。
So that regardless of what situation or condition we are in, we would experience His great, resurrected life.
愿我们因为经历他复活生命的大能，能够把荣耀归给他。
And as we experience the power of His resurrected life, then we can give glory to Him.
好，我请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些主的话。
I'd like for all of us to turn to the Word of God.
请弟兄姊妹打开新约提摩太前书。
Please turn with me to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第一章第五节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5。
但命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无伪的信心生出来的。
But the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from a sincere faith.
请弟兄姊妹特别注意这里一个词叫做无愧的良心。
Please pay attention to the phrase a good conscience.
或者英文的 blameless,
or in the English, other translations may use the word blameless conscience.
然后我们请弟兄姊妹看提摩太后书。
Next, we'll look at 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书 第一章第三节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 3.
我感谢神，就是我接续祖先。用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住的想念你。
I thank God whom I serve with a clear conscience, the way my forefathers did, as I constantly remember you in my prayers, night and day.
我们再请看《使徒行传》。
Next, let's look at the book of Acts.
二十三章。
Acts chapter 23.
第一节。
Verse 1.
保罗定睛看着公会的人说，弟兄们，我在神面前行事为人都是凭着良心，直到今日。
And Paul, looking intently at the council, said, Brethren, I have lived my life with a perfectly good conscience before God up to this day.
24章
Chapter
24 24章第十六节
Chapter 24 verse 16
我因此自己勉励对神对人长存无愧的良心。
In view of this, I also do my best to maintain always a blameless conscience both before God and before men.
我们再回到提摩太前书
And let's look back at 1 Timothy again.
第一章
1 Timothy chapter 1
第一章从十八节读到二十节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 18 through 20。
我儿提摩太啊，我照从前指着你的预言讲的命令交托你，叫你因此可以打那美好的仗，长存信心和无愧的良心。有人丢弃良心， 就在真道上如同船破坏了一般，其中有徐米乃和亚历山大，我已经把他们交给撒旦，使他们受责罚，就不再谤读了。
This I command, I entrust to you, Timothy, my son, in accordance with the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may fight the good fight, keeping faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected and suffered shipwreck in regard to their faith. And among these are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered over to Satan, so that they may be taught not to blaspheme.
第三章
Chapter 3,
第八节和第九节
Verses 8 and 9,
做执事的也是如此，必须端庄，不一口两舌，不好喝酒，不贪不义之财，要存清洁的良心，固守真道的奥秘。
Deacons likewise must be men of dignity, not double-tongued, or addicted to much wine, or fond of sordid gain, but holding to the mystery of the faith with a cleared conscience.
第四章
Chapter 4
第一节和第二节
Verses 1 and 2
圣灵明说，在后来的时候必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理，这是因为说谎之人的假冒，这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯的一般。
But the Spirit explicitly says that in later times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons, by means of the hypocrisy of liars, seared in their own conscience as with a branding iron.
我们最后看希伯来书第九章第十四节。
And lastly, we'll look at Hebrews 9.
14.
Hebrews 9, verse 14.
何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心啊？原文是良心啊，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
我们在提摩太前书里面
In 1 Timothy,
看见保罗呢劝勉提摩太
You see Paul's encouragement to Timothy.
在侍奉上
Regarding service,
一个人需要有无伪的信心，清洁的心和无愧的良心。
That in service, the person needs to serve out of a pure heart, a good conscience and a sincere faith.
因为我们侍奉神的人最重要是能把神的爱流露出来。
The most important thing as a servant of God is to bring forth love.
但是如果没有这三样基本的经历，你不可能把真的爱流露出来。
But without these three critical points, we cannot manifest true love.
我想我们已经和弟兄姊妹讲过无伪的信心。
And I've already spoken with brothers and sisters regarding having a sincere or unfeigned faith.
我们也讲过了清洁的心。
And we've also talked about having a pure heart.
那么今天早晨我也和弟兄姊妹来讲到无亏的良心。
But this morning I'd like to bring our attention to having a good or having a blameless conscience.
那么我们要说良心是什么呢？
Now you may ask, well, what is the conscience?
在英文圣经里面或者原文的意思里面，它讲的良心是人里面一种善良的感觉。Good.
Okay, the conscience in the natural man is a good feeling. Is a good feeling.
或者说呢，它能告诉我们什么是对的。
And the conscience tells us what is right and what is wrong.
那弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
实际上呢，如果我们了解这全本圣经的时候
In reality, if we are to understand the entire Bible,
我们知道呢，这个良心啊，是人的灵的一部分。
We know that the conscience is at one aspect of the spirit.
啊, 我们知道我们人的良心呢, 有三个重要部分, 啊,
and within the conscience, there are three components.
我们良心里面有交通,
in our conscience, there is fellowship.
Spirit, in our spirit.
In our spirit, there is fellowship.
啊, 然后有直觉,
there's intuition.
啊, 然后呢, 还有一部分就是良心。
And the third aspect is our conscience.
当罪进到人里面去的时候,
and when sin entered into the heart of man,
我们的良心受到了破坏,
our conscience was damaged.
所以呢, 这个交通和这个直觉都失去了。
So our fellowship and our intuition was lost.
但是呢, 神把那个良心保留下来。
But God has preserved the conscience within us.
所以也有人告诉我们说，什么是人的心啊？
So some people may say, well, what is the heart?
人的心就是人的魂的全部，加上人里面的良心，构成人整个的心。
The heart is the entire soul of man plus the conscience.
所以我们中国人中文把它翻成良心，这很好啊。
And so here we have the word conscience.
因为它的确也是人心的一部分，重要的一部分。
Because it also has a matter that relates to the heart.
我们会发现今天在世界上面,
so we see in the world today,
只要你是人, 你就有良心。
If you are a man, you will have a conscience.
不管你是哪个民族,
regardless of your ethnicity,
不管你是哪一种肤色啊,
what are, despite the color of your skin,
啊, 不管你是哪个国家,
despite what country you're from,
你会发现, 凡是只要是人, 他就有良心,
as long as you're a man, you have a conscience.
这个跟动物不一样啊,
this is different than an animal.
啊, 一个狗, 一个猫生出来没有良心的,
a dog or a cat, when they were born, they don't have a conscience.
但是呢, 人有良心,
but man, we have a conscience.
啊, 这是一个很重要的一件事情。
This is an important thing.
那么我们今天呢, 可以, 感觉到啊,
today we can feel.
我们人的良心永远是站在神那一面。
We have this sense that our conscience always stands on the side of God.
也是在人类堕落之后啊,
and after the fall of man.
在人里面呢, 唯一能够代替 神来管理人生活的一个东西。
And the conscience is something that is used to control man.
所以你会发现呢, 良心从来不妥协的。
And so you see that the conscience will never compromise.
啊, 这个感觉在我们里面很特别, 它从来不妥协的。
And this feeling inside of us is very unique, it never compromises.
事实上我们知道, 神把这个良心留下来,
in reality, God has preserved our conscience as a way of protecting us.
啊, 我想我们无论从圣经里面, 从人的经历里面, 我们都能感觉啊, 这个良心所, 表现的功用的现象很多啊。
Regardless from the Bible or through our own experiences, we see that the conscience is revealed in us quite a bit.
我们把其中啊, 几个很重要的点呢, 拿出来交通一下。
And I'd like to highlight a couple of these points.
第一个很明显就是我们有时候良心不安，对不对？
The first point is that the conscience allows us to experience the lack of peace.
当然我们知道这个良心不安的这个原因有很多。And
of course the reason for having lack of peace is many.
但是这个不安的感觉我们每个人都有，对不对？
But this sense of lack of peace, we can all experience.
我相信你我都有这个感觉过,良心不安的。
And I believe that we've all experienced having lack of peace.
弟兄姊妹,这个良心的不安有的时候对我们是非常大的保护。
And this lack of peace given by the conscience is something we can all relate
to. 所以有时候良心不安的时候你要顺服他的。
And when the conscience gives us lack of peace, we need to be obedient.
啊, 我给你们讲一个实际的一个故事啊。
I'll give you a real example.
我们知道有一个姊妹,
There was a sister.
但在1949年的时候。
In 1949.
那个时候有很多人呢逃难呢跑到台湾去。
A lot of people were escaping to Taiwan.
啊但是那个时候飞机票你买不到船票也非常难买。
You couldn't buy an airplane ticket and a boat ticket, was hard to come by.
那我们这个姊妹的父亲呢认识一个船长。
But this sister's father knew the captain of a ship.
所以他托人去好不容易为他的女儿为我们的姊妹买到一张船票。
So through an inside connection, this brother found, this father found a way to purchase a ticket.
后来日子到的时候呢我们的姊妹就上船。
And when the time came, this sister went on the boat.
感谢主她是一个很爱主的姊妹。
So thank God, she was one who loved the Lord.
所以她上了船之后啊
as she boarded the ship,
她里面就产生一个极度的一个不安。不安的
Inside her, there was this tremendous sense of lack of peace.
我们知道神透过他的良心说话。
And the Lord, through her conscience, spoke to her.
她非常不安。
She was extremely, felt this lack of peace.
不安到一个地步她受不了她去找那个船长。
To the point where she couldn't handle it anymore, so she went to this ship captain.
她说对不起我要下船了。
She said, my apologies, I need to
get off this boat. 那个船长说你发疯了。
And this ship captain said, you must be crazy.
人家求那么一张船票求不到你要下船啊。
People were fighting for these tickets and you want to get off this boat?
他说我要下船啊。
And she said, I have to get off this boat.
这个船长没办法只好让他下去。
And so the ship captain had no choice and had the letter.
结果他一回到家里面。
Then when she came home.
家里面的人也说你怎么搞的你好不容易弄到一张船票你怎么回来了呢
Even her family members were chastising her saying, well, we finally got you a ticket and you gave their seat up.
她说主让我里面感觉极度的不安。
That she said that God placed inside of me this really deep sense of, lack of peace.
后来果然这条船呢开到长江扬子江口的时候
Then when this boat traveled to this certain place in China
Yangtze River
The Yangtze
开到那个江口的时候结果被敌人呢把它炸沉了
As this boat was passing through the opening of the Yangtze River the enemies destroyed this boat
这个事件很有名啊这很有名的是 very famous since that.
Oh, this incident was very famous.
啊，我们的姊妹逃过。
And our sister.
那个死亡的这个难处。
Escaped death.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？有的时候主给我们里面有这个不安呢，是一个很大的保护。
God allows us to have this sense of lacking peace as a protection.
所以你基督徒如果你良心里面不安的时候你要停下来不要再做。
So when we don't sense peace in our hearts, we cannot move forward.
当然我们说这个良心的这个感觉啊是很多种现象。
Of course, there are many forms of, the conscience speaking to us.
你记得保罗服侍主的时候他有时候在一些地方他里面也觉得不安啊。
And if you read the life of Paul, there were moments where he experienced a lacking of peace.
所以他就在一个地方等候。
And he would stay still and wait.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个良心呢有很多不同的现象，这个不安的现象啊，这是今天主给我们一个很重要的一个保护。
Our conscience speaks to us in many forms, but today having the lack of peace is a protection to us.
啊、那么第二方面
The second form
使徒保罗告诉我们这个 良心呢是一个是非之心、
The conscience tells us what is right and wrong
他、哎、告诉我们什么是对的什么是错的
It leads us in giving us discernment
所以呢今天呢世界人中间有所谓的律法
And today we have laws
我们知道这个法律很重要啊
And we know that laws are important.
如果一个国家没有法律，一个社会没有法律，这是可怕的事情，对吧？
If there is a nation without laws, it is a scary situation.
那么什么是律法呢？
Now what is the law?
律法就是良心的律。
The law is the law of the conscience.
所以我们知道今天世界上的这个律法是从人的良心里面写出来的东西。
So the laws of the land were written based on the conscience within man.
所以讲是非，对吧？
Because it speaks of what is right and what is wrong.
每个国家都有法院。
Every nation has its own laws.
但是也有很多的律师。
That's why there are so many attorneys.
结果我们看见人中间的这个良心的感觉来混乱的不得了。
And we see the conflict within man's conscience.
那么你知道吗？ 这是神留给人的，保护人类社会生活的。
And this was given to us by God to protect the peace in society.
如果大家都没良心的话呢？
If no one had a conscience, then imagine what society would be like.
所以良心是一个是非的感觉。
So our conscience gives us the discernment of what is right and wrong.
那么第三方面,
and the third aspect
良心呢,
is that the conscience allows us to experience shame.
所以为什么人一做事情就脸红了？
Why is it that when you do something wrong, your face turns red?
因为什么呢？你有羞耻的心，对不对？
Because you have the sense of being
shame.
You know that what you did was wrong.
像我们从前做学生时候作弊啊，考试作弊，那个一作弊，那个脸就红了，老师一看就晓得你在作弊。作弊。考试的时候啊。 考试的时候你不是偷用那什么条子啊什么？
Oh, for example, if you were taking a test and you were cheating, and you start sweating and your face turns red, the teacher knows that you were cheating.
对，所以他翻得很好，有时候会流汗，羞耻之心，对吧？So
this is shame.
那么呢，还有一个很重要，第四个点。And
then the fourth point.
就是良心呢。 对我们犯的罪，它有个犯罪感，这个很重要。Is
that the conscience allows us to know that when we are sinning?
所以不用人责备你，你的良心会责备你，告诉你你错了。So
you don't need man to criticize you. Your conscience will tell you that what you did was wrong.
我们知道，如果一个人良心的里面不能得到平安，那是一个很大的痛苦。
And for someone who cannot gain peace through their conscience, that is a real pain in your life.
所以有人告诉我们，一个不信主的人，将来到了地狱里面的时候。
And if you sin to the point where you go to hell,
那么那个在地狱里面最大的折磨就是良心不安。
And the greatest pain in hell is that you have no peace in your conscience.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是真的,
this is true.
所以我们要知道神把良心赐给我们是为了保护我们的。
So God has given us our conscience to protect us.
当然,今天在侍奉上面,
regarding our life of service today,
你要做一个好仆人。
If you want to be a good servant,
你更需要一个无愧的良心。We
must have this blameless and good conscience.
最可怕就是你良心不安，你还在服侍这个可怕的东西。The
most terrifying thing is that you don't have a clear conscience, or you have lack of peace, and you're still serving.
我们感谢主啊。We
thank God.
他救我们的时候，When
He saved us.
弟兄姊妹，可能很多人都有这样的经历。
And I think many of us have this experience.
在我们刚得救的时候,
when we were first saved,
哎呀,我们就会发现我们这个良心的感觉啊,特别的明亮。
Is that when we were first saved, the sense of our conscience was really bright and clear.
今天世界上很多人呢,都常常讲说,哇,凭良心做事。
And we have this phrase that doing things with a clear conscience.
其实他那个没有蒙光照，你知道吧？
But yet there's no true light.
神一光照, 你就看见了,
but when the Lord shines His light upon us, it reveals that our conscience is darkened.
是dirty的,
我, that it's dirty.
所以呢, 当你一信主, 第一件事主的血, 洗净水, 你忽然发现, 你的良心比从前来得更明亮。
But that moment you were saved and the precious blood of Jesus has washed your conscience clean, then you realize how clear it is.
那么这是一个很重要的事情。
And this is an important thing.
应该从那个时候开始起, 你就应该用清洁的良心侍奉神。
And from that moment on, we need to use that clear and blameless conscience to serve Him.
但是我们这个人很败坏的。
But man, we are fallen people.
所以很多时候呢, 我们把那个良心的感觉呢, 也把它弄坏了。
And oftentimes we dirty up that clear conscience.
保罗从他蒙恩得救开始,
but Paul, from the moment he was saved,
刚才我们读了好几处圣经了, 对不对?
We read many verses on this.
让我们看见保罗, 无论生活, 无论侍奉, 他是凭着无愧的良心。
Is that Paul, regardless in life or in his service, he lived his life with a perfectly good conscience.
所以保罗说,我行事为人, 是凭着良心,
and the way that he lived before God and man was with a clear conscience.
这是非常重要的事情,
and this is an important thing.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们不仅呢, 我们自己要凭着良心在神面前行事为人,
today, not only do we ourselves need to live with a good conscience,
保罗说呢, 在这个林哥林多后书四章二节那里,
is that in 1 Timothy chapter 4.
No, no. Corinthians.
Oh, 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
我把它读一下吧, 因为这些话都是很重要的。 哥林多后书,
oh, sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter
4. 四章, 我从后面一半读起的。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
他说,只将真理表明出来,好在神面前把自己建于个人的良心。And
the last part of verse 2, but by the manifestation of truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
弟兄姊妹们, 保罗不自己凭良心生活是吧？但是他的生活也建于推荐给所有神的儿女们，大家都知道他是凭良心生活的。
Paul did not only live an individual life of having a good conscience, but he manifested that to everyone.
所以我想，所有神的儿女们都应该这样生活才对，对吧？
And this is the life that we need to live before each other.
意思说我们个人都有良心,
is that we all have a conscience.
我们也能鉴别别人的那个对不对。
And we can also testify of our own conscience before others.
保罗不仅行事为人凭着无愧的良心,
that Paul not only lived with a good conscience before man,
他说我也是用清洁的良心无愧的良心侍奉神,
but he also said that he served God with a good and clear conscience.
这更重要,
and that is even more important.
今天呢, 我们不能昧着良心啊, 在神面前来侍奉神,
and today we can't have this we have to have a good and clear conscience when we come before God.
在提摩太前书第三章那里,
in 1 Timothy chapter 3,
刚才我们读过,
we just read this
他说一个做执事的人呢, 要用清洁的良心, 你才能够固守真道的奥秘,
is that speaking to deacons and the leaders that we need to hold to the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience.
这在侍奉上非常的重要。
And this in service is extremely important.
那个真道原文就是信心, 那个就是faith, 英文是faith, 那么信心的奥秘, The mystery of the faith. 那是什么呢? 那指的基督的意义说的。
The mystery of faith is none other than Christ himself.
你不是光持守外面的道理,
is that you not only just listen to outward doctrine.
弟兄姊妹, 这是非常的可怕的一件事情。
And this is a very terrifying thing.
意思说今天你有看很多人在台上讲道这么讲道, 当然我也被提醒啊。
And many people will speak and preach on the pulpit, and
this
is a reminder to myself that maybe the message and the preaching is good, but is your conscience clear and good? So if you can't grasp the true meaning of Christ,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
侍奉主需要一个无愧的良心,
serving God, we must have a good and blameless conscience.
保罗在世的日子就发现有很多人侍奉神啊，这个良心有问题的。
Paul, when he was serving, realized that many people had issues with their conscience.
你看在提摩太前书第一章的里面呢,
you can see in 1 Timothy,
他就说呢，有的人侍奉神呢，丢弃良心。
Is that in service, some have rejected the idea of having a good conscience.
他说就好像这个船在海中啊，破了洞了。And
it's like a shipwreck, having our faith be shipwrecked.
你看这个多么可怕呢?
What a horrible thing.
如果这个船破了个洞，那个船要沉下去了。If
your boat has a hole in it, it will sink.
你也达不到目的了。
You can't go to your destination, your goal.
保罗甚至把这些人的名字都叫出来了。
And it was so terrible that Paul had to single out these
他说有徐米乃和亚历山大。
That there are Hymenaeus and Alexander.
这两个人丢弃良心啊。
These people have rejected having a good conscience.
弟兄姊妹, 这是非常大的一个提醒啊。
This is a really tremendous reminder.
侍奉主的人不能不顾良心的。
As a servant of God, we can't ignore having a good conscience.
你知道我们人堕落之后真的很败坏。
You know, when man fell, we became terrible people.
我们何等愿意顾我们自己的面子。
We're all only concerned about how we look on the outside.
顾我们自己的尊荣啊, 对不对?
Our own glory.
你明明良心不安的。
Even within, you may not have peace.
你外面还在做那些事情,
but outwardly, you're still putting this facade.
弟兄姊妹们, 保罗告诉我们, 不能丢弃良心。
The brothers and sisters, Paul reminds us that we cannot reject a good conscience.
在提摩太前书,
in 1 Timothy,
第四章,
chapter 4,
提摩太前书四章,
1 Timothy chapter 4.
我也把它读一下好了, 因为这些话都是蛮重要的。
And we'll read this together because these words are important.
第一节和第二节,
verses 1 and 2.
圣灵明说在后来的时候必有人离弃真道, 听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理, 这是因为说谎之人的假冒, 这等人的良心啊, 如同被热铁烙惯了一般。
But the Spirit explicitly says that in later times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons by means of the hypocrisy of liars, seared in their own conscience as with a branding iron. And Paul depicts these two verses in an interesting way. It's as if our consciences have been branded with iron.
我们不知道他是指的什么说的啊,
and I'm not exactly sure where this is coming from.
但是保罗用这个来形容,
but Paul used this to help to give us a picture.
哇，你看有的人在厨房里面呢，在摸那个烫的东西，摸到一个后面这个都不怕烫啊。
Those who are working in the kitchen, who work with heat, they touch things to the point where they become calloused.
当然，这个也是说明一种的麻木的感觉啊。And
this also speaks of becoming numb or calloused.
这个良心呢，到一个地步变得麻木的，很可怕。And
it's a scary thing when our conscience becomes calloused and numb.
你没有感觉了。
You have no more feeling.
啊，那么还有一种现象。
And another manifestation.
这个现象呢, 弟兄姊妹们, 特别在今天我们主的社会里面呢, 是很普遍的。
And this manifestation, particularly in the times that we're in, we see it all over the place.
就是很多时候我们犯了错误了。
Is that oftentimes when we commit sin and wrong,
但是我们用很多的理由啊, 把这个良心给它垫平了。
But we use our own reasoning to make it seem like it's okay.
你就看见今天在这个世界中, 很多过去我们都认为是罪恶的东西啊, 它能用各式各样的理由来说明的。
And you can see all the sin in the world today, man has used all types of explanations and reasoning to make it seem like it's okay.
把你说到一个地步啊, 你良心也平安。
To the point where there's peace in your conscience.
其实不是, 这把良心弄睡着了, 把它麻木了, 叫它没有感觉了,
but in reality, it is putting your conscience to sleep and numbing it.
所以作为一个基督徒,
so as a Christian,
如果圣灵的感动, 光照叫我们良心里面觉得不安的时候,
so when the Holy Spirit moves in our conscience to give us the sense
你就千万不要用很多的理由来,
of not having peace, don't try to reason it out to make it okay. And as you're trying to reason things out, there's no peace within you.
我举一个很实际的例子啊。
I'll give another real example.
比如说呢, 我们逃避聚会, 我们不聚会,
sometimes we try to avoid going to meetings. We try to do other things.
Yeah, 我们就一直对自己的良心在讲话, 其实里面不安的, 对不对啊?
In reality, there's no peace within, but we are reasoning with ourselves.
但是呢, 我们有很多的理由啊, 给他讲的, 把自己讲平安了,
we're indebted to God, but within we try to have all these reasonings and explanations to make it seem okay to ourselves.
今天在这个末了的世代,
today in the end times,
这个充满了罪恶的世界,
a world that is full of sin,
但是神的儿女们对罪没有感觉了,
but yet God's people have no sense of sin. What a scary thing.
我们能用各样的理由, 医学的理由, 科学的理由来把它解释。
We have all these reasonings through science and philosophy to explain this.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
如果你要做一个好的神的仆人,
if you want to be a good servant of God,
不要逃避良心的感觉,
do not reject a good conscience.
你看保罗在世的日子呢, 他就是这样, 凭着良心, 凭着良心侍奉神。
When Paul lived and served God, he did it with a good and clear conscience.
保罗呢, 在哥林多前书第8章和第10章里面呢,
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 10, he specifically talked about a certain thing. And he spoke of having weakness of faith, of our conscience. And he gave an example.
就神的百姓中间呢, 他们为着这个吃肉啊,
is that in that time with the Corinthians, there was a dispute of eating, whether eating meat was okay.
因为在哥林多那个地方啊,
because in Corinth,
当这个牲畜被宰杀之后,
when an animal was slaughtered,
送到市场去卖之前, 他们先把它弄到庙里面去拜一拜, 然后再拿到市场去卖。
Before the meat was brought to the marketplace, that meat was slaughtered and offered to idols.
所以有些基督徒就说呢, 哇, 这个肉不能吃啊。
So some Christians at the time said, oh, I cannot eat this meat.
因为这个肉是拜过偶像的。
Because this meat was offered to idols.
那么有一些有知识的人呢,
and some who were intelligent,
他们说呢, 这个牛啊, 这个羊啊, 也不是魔鬼创造, 是神创造的, 对不对啊?
Some said that, well, the cows and the sheep were created by God, not by Satan. We don't care if they were offered to idols or not, we're going to eat it regardless. So this small little issue became a huge conflict. But Paul said that because some had a weak conscience,
这个良心软弱呢, 有很多原因, 有的是从传统的观念来的啊,
and this weak conscience was produced because of general ideals.
有的人是从这个真理的认识上不清楚来的,
and some of it was a result of the lacking of knowing what the truth was.
保罗说是, 你如果里面有这样的知识, 你不需要受限制, 你就照样吃喝好了。
But Paul said that it, regardless, if you have this knowledge, or the true knowledge, then it's okay to go ahead and eat this. But you need to pay attention to one thing. But those among you who have a weak conscience, but because of them, you need to abstain from eating the meat.
神告诉我们，在哥林多前书十章二十节告诉我们，我们要求别人的益处。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 24, it says that we need to think about others.
你不要管说，哦，我反正很清楚，我不在意这个，但是你绊倒别人不行的。
And Paul said that even though you might be clear in your conscience and you know what is truth, but you may cause someone else to stumble.
弟兄姊妹们，在良心的运用上面，我们是自由的，但是这个自由不能妨碍别人。
In the use of our conscience, we have freedom, but we can't use that freedom to cause someone else to stumble.
所以保罗说，因为我顾到这些弟兄软弱弟兄姊妹良心，所以我不吃肉。
And he said, Paul said that because of the weakness of the conscience of some, I will not eat the meat.
因为这是爱人的道理。
Because this is a principle of love.
我举一个比较我们平常的例子说明一下。
I'll give an even more practical example.
基督徒对喝酒这个问题啊，也是有很多争执的。
And Christians in drinking alcohol, there is also this conflict.
有人说基督徒绝对不可以喝酒。
There are some who say Christians can never touch alcohol.
我们年轻的时候有很多弟兄们在讲台上讲道是讲了，绝对不可以碰酒。
When I was younger, there were preachers who said you absolutely, as a Christian, cannot touch alcohol. So we had this sort of concept. And if we saw a Christian drinking alcohol, we would think, oh, that person sinned.
后来人说呢，连主耶稣也变酒给人喝。
But later on, others said, well, Jesus even changed water into wine to give them.
你胃口不好,
and even Paul encouraged Timothy to drink a little bit of wine for his stomach issues.
所以这个中间有个争执,
so there was this conflict.
但圣经告诉我们不要醉酒,
but the Bible tells us you cannot be drunk.
所以喝一点酒有时候,
maybe drinking a little bit of alcohol has some health benefits. But we need to pay attention to one thing.
如果在我们吃饭的时候，我们中间有一些弟兄姊妹良心是软弱的。
Pay attention because if at the dining table there are some who have a weak conscience.
如果他看见你喝酒，他就绊倒了。
If that person sees you drinking alcohol, and they cause them to stumble because their concept is that they can't have alcohol, we need to be mindful of their weak conscience and abstain from drinking. And this is the principle of loving others.
你不要明明看这个良心软弱的弟兄在那里，你说喝酒什么关系？拿酒就喝。
And if you can't ignore that individual who has a weaker conscience and say, well, it's okay, I'm just going to drink anyway, and cause that one to fall. Brothers and sisters, Paul talks so clearly about the use of that conscience within us. So today, as we live among people and each other, as we serve God, Paul is a good example for us.
愿我们知道如何能够保守有一个无愧的良心。
Because we know how to have a good and blameless conscience.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这个良心的感觉,
this feeling that we have from our conscience,
在我们的侍奉上
regard in our service
占有非常重要的地位
needs to have priority
所以求主让我们学习保守有无愧的良心
So may the Lord allow us to preserve a blameless and good conscience
使徒彼得在彼得前书二章十九节也这样说
Peter in 1 Peter also tells us
他说如果一个人呢你要叫你生活是否能对得起神
He says that for this finds favor if for the sake of conscience toward God
你必须要注意你良心
You need to pay attention to your conscience
所以呢不仅是保罗在这里提醒注意良心，彼得也是一样。
So not only is it Paul who is in reminding us of having a good conscience, it is also Peter.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
今天我们何等需要主的恩典
？Today we need the grace of God.
啊，现在呢，我们要一个比较平衡的说法。
And with a more
balanced
way of saying this.
没有一个人的良心是绝对清洁的。
No one has a perfectly clear conscience.
我们感谢我们的主耶稣基督。
But we thank our Lord Jesus.
他为我们付上了何等样的代价。
He paid the ultimate price.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
他所流的血。
The precious blood that he shed
能够洗净我们的良心
is able to cleanse our conscience.
所以这里给我们看见我们基督徒有一个路。
So here we see as a Christian there is a way.
世人没有办法的。
People of the world who don't believe don't have
良心不安就只好良心不安。
If they don't have peace in their conscience, then they don't have peace.
你知道吗？今天在这个世界中啊
Today in the world,
每天都有多少人自杀
Every day, there are so many people who are committing suicide.
为什么自杀
Why are they committing suicide?
很多人都是良心不安呢
It's because there is no peace in their conscience.
那么有一次联合国做了一个统计啊
There was once the United Nations took a survey.
他们告诉我们大概这个世界每40秒就有一个人自杀。
And they calculated that every 40 seconds, someone in the world is committing suicide.
你就知道这个全世界人都活在这个良心不安的光景中啊。
So you can see that the entire world is living in this state of having no peace in their conscience.
所以我们基督徒要明白。
So as a Christian, we need to
我们有一条路可以逃脱的。
We have to know that there is a way to escape this.
如果你不重视这条路。
And if you don't, honor this road,
你人就凭着那个不安的良心、无愧的良心过生活、侍奉神。
And we continue to serve God and live our lives with an unclear conscience.
这是何等愚昧的一件事情，对不对？
This is a really pitiful thing.
所以希伯来书九章十四节多么宝贵的一节圣经啊。
So Hebrews 9:14 is such a precious verse.
是主耶稣他把自己的无瑕无疵献给神。
Is that the Lord Jesus offering himself without blemish has cleansed our conscience.
所以只有他的血Only, 洗净我们的良心
only his precious blood can make our conscience clean.
除此之外你没有任何的方法能够叫你的良心能够清洁。
There is no other way for us to cleanse our conscience.
我们跟世人一样我们也是人对不对
We are just like people of the world. We're still people.
我们的良心也是不干净的。
And our conscience is not clean.
但在这里有一个恩典
But here there is a grace.
那么主可以用他的血把我们的良心洗得干净
That the Lord can use his precious blood to cleanse our conscience.
所以希伯来书第九章第十四节
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14
我请弟兄姊妹们啊大家打开来我们再来读一遍
Let's open up the Word of God and read this verse together again.
因为这个对我们来讲太重要了。
Because this is just too important.
希望我们牢记在心。
And I hope that we can remember this in our hearts.
我再把它读一遍。
And I'll read it again.
你有中文的你看中文，你英文的看英文。
Look at it in whatever language you're comfortable with.
你要牢记在心。
But memorize this in your hearts.
何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神。 他的血岂不更能洗净你们的良心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
所以这里说明就是，如果你用你那个不清洁的良心侍奉神，
Here it says that if you use your dirtied, unclean conscience to serve God,
你所做的工叫做死刑，
What you are producing is dead works.
Dead works, 没有生命的。
There's no life in it.
弟兄姊妹，你看今天呢，主的话这么清楚，对不对？
Today the word of God is so clear.
但是今天你看在地上的宗教会里，很多人侍奉主不顾这个点。
But today, people serving in God's house, they don't pay attention to this.
所以你如果不顾这个点，你所做的工是死刑 dead work.
But if you don't pay attention to this, everything that you do is but dead works.
因为我们的神是永生的神。
Our God is an eternal God.
是生命的神。
He is a living God.
你只能用生命服侍他。
You can only serve him with life.
所以，这个良心必须要被主的血。
And so our conscience has to be cleaned by the precious blood of Jesus.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
感谢我们的主，
We thank our God.
他把我们摆在光中，
He has placed us under His light.
他审判我们，
He judges us.
但是呢， 他也为我们预备路拯救我们。
But He's also prepared a path to save us.
所以你不需要害怕。
So you don't need to be afraid.
那么你需要一个真诚的态度来到神。
But you have to have a real at heart before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters.
是良心的感觉。
The feeling of having a clear conscience.
带领我们悔改。
That will lead us to repentance.
说是没有良心的感觉是不会悔改的。
If you don't have a clear conscience, you will never repent.
那么今天呢， 我们要真诚地在神面前悔改。
Today we need to truthfully and genuinely repent.
所以你的良心说你错了， 我们就对主说主， 我错了。
So if your conscience tells you that you sinned and you did wrong, then you need to repent.
你不必有很多理由在那里说明。
You don't need to reason out what you did.
最好在神面前是赤露敞开的。
And it's best to be totally open before the Lord.
主啊，错了。
Say, Lord, what I did was wrong.
今天我们何等需要主的恩典。
Today we really need the grace of God.
你知道有的人有的良心的感觉啊， 那个是非常敏锐。 It's just very sensitive.
Oh, there are some who are very sensitive to their conscience.
我记得我从前我们有个同工姊妹。
I remember there was a sister who I served with.
那个时候我在温哥华服侍。
At the time I was in Vancouver.
有时候我们就跑到美国来了。
And she would come back to the United States.
当我们过关的时候，
we would come to the United States together.
特别我们回去，
as we were crossing the border and then she was returning back to Canada.
那个官员问说， 你去几天呢？ 你去多久了？
The border patrol would ask her, how many days were you in the United States?
我就说两天吧， 因为昨天去的今天回来嘛，两天。
And so I said, well, 2 days. I came yesterday and I'm coming back today.
我一过这个海关呢，
But as soon as I passed this border patrol,
我们那个姊妹就跟我讲，
my sister told me,
她说你刚刚讲的不真实。
She said to me that what you told the border patrol was not truthful.
她就给我算几点钟过的，
So she calculated the exact time that we crossed the border. yesterday.
他说你为什么不告诉他你几点钟过几点钟过，好像比方说你只有这个36个小时或者26个小时。
And she said, why didn't you tell him specifically that you passed the border at this time and returned this time, so it was 26 hours?
我说平常我们就这么说嘛，那么来来回两天嘛，我们笼笼统统讲两天就好。他不，你要讲26个小时。
And so she said, I told her, I reasoned with her, well, it's just a saying that it was 2 days. I came yesterday, I'm going back today. But she said, no, you have to be specific. It was exactly 26 hours.
我想,她这个良心真是过分的呢。
And I thought that her sensitivity to her conscience was ridiculous.
因为那个姊妹我也不好跟她争，我只好跟她，哦，姊妹，对不起，我错了，我错了。
And so to keep the peace, I just said, okay, sister, you're right. I was wrong. And then she didn't say anything.
弟兄姊妹们，是良心的感觉带领我们悔改的。
Brothers and sisters, it's the sensitivity of a clear conscience that brings us to repentance.
带领我们认错的。
And it gives us the discernment of what is right and wrong. So before God,
你最好不要遮遮掩掩的。 讲理由,
before God, it's best that we don't try to give him reasons or excuses.
我们求主施恩给我们, 愿我们在世的日子,
that may God allow us as we continue to live,
每个弟兄姊妹,
that every brother and sister,
在主的宝血里面,
under the cleansing of his precious blood,
能够过着一个无愧良心的生活,
that we could live a life with a good and blameless conscience.
我觉得今天最可怕的这个所谓的悔改，有人只悔不改的啊，那个很可怕。
Is the most scary thing that I feel is that people will confess their sins, but they don't change. They don't truly repent.
是，知道错了，但是呢，不悔改。
They know that what they did was wrong, but they don't change. They don't repent.
感谢主他的血洗净我们良心所有一切的这些不安，洗净所有的败坏。
Thank the Lord that through His precious blood, our consciences are cleaned from all sin. And with a clear conscience, we can serve God. And I've mentioned this many times. That we have arrived at the gates of the kingdom of heaven. We don't have much time left before we enter in.
所以希望弟兄姊妹们，你能够把这些话听进去。
So I hope that you can receive these words.
我的道也许不好听。
Maybe my preaching doesn't sound good.
但是我这些话很重要。
But these words are very important.
所以希望我们所有弟兄姊妹都能够凭着一个无愧的良心。
So may we all with a good and clear conscience.
做主的好仆人。
Become good servants of His.
到那一天,
so that on that day,
让主耶稣欢迎你进天国,
that the Lord Jesus will welcome you into His kingdom.
希望没有一个弟兄姊妹是放弃的,
and I hope that none of us would reject this.
也不要我们不要故意的不在意这些东西,
and that we would not purposefully reject it.
我觉得主的话已经很清楚了,
but the word of God is so clear.
所以到了时候,
so when the time comes,
你说你没听到,
if you said that, well, I never heard this, Lord, that's not true.
所以我真是鼓励弟兄姊妹,
so I really encourage brothers and sisters,
我的心渴望进天国,
that today that we could enter into the kingdom.
我更渴望把所有弟兄姊妹都带进天国,
and I desire even more that every one of us can enter in together.
借着真理的圣灵,
so may the Lord through the Spirit of Truth
把这些话刻在我们的心上,
carve these words into our hearts,
让我们在不多的时间里面,
so that in the short time that we have,
预备好我们自己,
that we would properly prepare ourselves,
能够个个都进天国,
that every one of us can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我们请低头再一起祷告。
Let's bow with another word of prayer.
主啊, 我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we are truly so thankful.
你知道我们的感觉常常很迟钝。
Lord, that you know that oftentimes we are very stubborn.
我们对于眼前将来要发生的大事情。
That the things, the big things that are going to happen before us.
很多的时候我们失去感觉。
Oftentimes we don't have the right feeling.
主啊，求你用你的话。
Lord, may you use your words.
把我们唤醒了。
That you would awaken us.
不让我们再沉睡。
That we would not remain in a state of drowsiness.
让我们起来，照着你的话准备自己。
But that we would live according to your word to prepare ourselves.
我们知道你没有为难我们。
Lord,
因为你知道我们的软弱。
Lord, you know that we are indebted to you. We know that you know that we are weak.
我们很容易犯错。
And we commit sin easily.
但是你把救恩都预备好了。
But you have prepared your salvation.
愿我们真是能够感恩的领受你给我们的祝福。
May we truly receive the grace that you've given to us.
主啊，愿那一天来到的时候。
So that on that day,
所有的弟兄姊妹都进天国。
All the brothers and sisters will be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我们求你祝福你自己的话。
May you bless your own words.
垂听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们在结束之前呢，有一些的报告。
Before we conclude this morning, we have some announcements to make.
首先我们先问一下有没有新来的弟兄姊妹。
Like to first introduce any newcomers here today.
第一次参加这个聚会的有没有？我们介绍一下。
If this is your first time here, can you please stand and introduce yourself?
请你站起来，好吗？第一次来的人啊。请你大声一点告诉我们什么名字啊。
Please introduce yourself and your name.
好，我们欢迎你。
We welcome you.
还有吗？哦，欢迎。好，还有吗？来。OK， 好，欢迎你们。
We welcome you.
都在这边啊，这边有没有
？Any newcomers on this side？
好，若是没有的话，我们又很快的做一个报告。
We'll just quickly go through some announcements.
请弟兄姊妹特别注意，这个礼拜二的祷告聚会呢，我们有合并。分组的一个祷告聚会。
This announcement is for the Chinese prayer groups that this coming Tuesday they will combine groups.
我们祷告聚会还是在线上的。
And prayer meeting will still resume online.
我快快念一下，这是分组第一组跟第十三组是一组，第二组和十二组是一组，第三组跟十一组是一组。第四组跟第十组是一组，第五组跟第九组是一组，然后第六组跟七八两组一起合并啊，请弟兄姊妹尽量的参加祷告聚会。
We encourage everyone to join prayer meeting.
礼拜五晚上还是有读经的聚会。
Friday night Bible study will continue as usual.
那么要来的礼拜六呢？我们请弟兄姊妹注意一下，有一个福音的聚会。
This coming Saturday, there will be a gospel meeting.
晚上七点钟开始。
Starting at 7 p.m.
那有柯云弟兄传福音。
Brother Ke Ring will be preaching the gospel.
有陆雨琼姊妹分享见证。
There will be a sister Lou who will be giving her testimony.
我们希望弟兄姊妹尽量的邀请福音朋友参加。
We encourage brothers and sisters to invite friends to join.
好像我们做了有邀请卡啊，在外面，对不对？邀请卡，如果你要知道详细的话，可以拿这个卡。
There are some invitations to this gospel meeting out in the Please pray for this gospel meeting.
那么东南区的读经聚会照常的,
the Southeast District Bible Studies will resume as usual.
下一个主日啊,
next Sunday,
是由这个李俊硕弟兄, Sherwin 弟兄,
Brother Sherwin Lee,
还有孙家荣弟兄,
and Ben Sun,
他们两个要交通,
will be giving the message.
吴静姊妹跟李世博弟兄是翻译,
our sister Jin and Brother Sibo will be translating.
所以我们现在已经开放弟兄姊妹来聚会了, 实体聚会。
And we've opened up the meeting hall to in-person meetings.
啊, 那么最好弟兄姊妹, 你自己在家中测验一下, 能, 如果感觉不舒服, 你就在家里聚会好了。
Please screen yourselves at home. If you're feeling ill at all or having any symptoms, please remain at home.
啊, 那么另外呢, 儿童聚会呢, 也请 这个有家长的人注意带着孩子们去参加各样的聚会。
And for the parents, please pay attention to the children's ministry.
啊, 最后一项啊,
And the last item.
就今年的西安特会啊,
this year's WCCC.
7月20号到24号, 在加州的索诺玛大学举行。
July 20th through the 24th, it will be held at Sonoma State University.
那么他呢, 只允许我们有400个人实体参加,
and the conference is only allowing 400 people to be in person.
所以你如果想去的话, 你要早点报名。
So if you want to attend in person, you have to register early.
那么即使弟兄姊妹, 你要在家中聚会的, 线上聚会的, 也请你报名。
And those of you who are planning on attending virtually, please also register. Because they will put you in discussion groups. We ask that everyone pray for this conference. Pray for the speakers.
那么如果你想参加,你不知道怎么做,我们这里有好几个弟兄们可以帮助你。
If you would like to attend, but you don't know how to register, there are many brothers who can help and assist.
有林环弟兄,李世博弟兄,吴坚辉弟兄,还有玛丽弟兄,
Our brothers Huan Lin, Shen Wu, Li Ma, and Sibo can help.
啊, 好, 那我们今天早晨的聚会呢, 就停在这里。
This will conclude our meeting this morning.